Sidewalk chalking, long a staple of street artists and hopscotch players, has resulted in the arrests of 50 people in 17 American cities.
I just believe that chalking is a perfect form of civil disobedience that is nonviolent, nondestructive, and a way for people to let their thoughts out.
Artist and convicted chalker Alex Schaefer there defending chalking designs or messages on public streets. Josh Harkinson is a staff writer for Mother Jones. He's been following the arrests and the emergence of a popular new form of protest. Hi, Josh.
Good to be here, Virginia.
Well, we just heard from Alex Schaefer, one of those arrested for chalking. What did he draw or write?
Well, he chalked on the sidewalk, probably in like a 3 feet by 1 foot block, the word crooks. And he used the same kind of lettering style as Chase Bank uses on its signs.
So there's a video embedded in your article. There's a woman presumably working at Chase Bank asking Alex if he has a permit. Now, do street artists actually get permits?
Not that I'm aware of. I mean, maybe for protests, there's a requirement in some cases if you're going to be like marching through down a street or something, but I've never heard of that.
Of the 50 arrested since you've been counting, what have they been charged with?
Well, they've been charged with vandalism. This goes to the city attorney's office in L.A. to decide whether to charge people. And, you know, in their view, something is still vandalism, even if it's temporary. So though you can just hose the chalk off the sidewalk, they still consider it a crime.
Well, I know police here in Manchester, New Hampshire, arrested 8 chalkers last summer. We do have some sound of the arrest posted by the so-called Chalking 8 that we can play. Well, you tell us, what about this case? What happened?
Well, so it was 8 people with this group called copblock.org, which is sort of a police monitoring group. They record the police to make sure they're not doing anything bad. And so they were holding a protest at a police station in Manchester, and on the walls of the station, they used chalk to write things like badges don't grant extra rights, and we will record.
So they were arrested. What happened to them?
Well, I think they were charged with vandalism, from what I understand, that those charges were pursued. I'm not sure the final outcome.
It is, or let me ask, is it safe to say that chalking violations are policed, let's say, somewhat selectively, meaning that neighborhood kids are not being arrested for their sidewalk art?
Well, in the majority of cases, I think that's true. However, there have been cases where neighborhood kids have been pursued by the police. There was a 6-year-old girl in Park Slope, Brooklyn, who actually was using chalk to write on her own stoop. And she was slapped with this warning from the city of New York that carries a possible $300 fine unless she washed off the chalk. And then there was a mother of a 2-year-old or 3-year-old who let her kid use sidewalk chalk to draw on some rocks at a public park, and she was actually arrested and sentenced to 50 hours of community service.
Wow. So what are the real laws governing chalking? I mean, does it vary from state to state? You mentioned that this is going to court in Los Angeles County?
Well, yeah, it does vary state to state. However, I found about 50 arrests for chalking around the country and quite a few different states and cities. I think it sort of depends upon what kind of mood law enforcement is in at the time. And, you know, basically, you know, in California, there was a case that went all the way to the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals in which a protester had been arrested in Berkeley for using chalk to write, a police state is more expensive than a welfare state, we guarantee it. And he was arrested for that, but the court found that his arrest was totally unjustified and it violated his rights.
You write about chalking arrests at the 2004 Republican National Convention, 2008 Democratic Convention. Any sidewalk disturbances at the 2012 convention so far? Is this going to be the chalkpocalypse, as you put it?
Well, I did peruse the news clips, and it looks like their chalk was used as a form of protest at both conventions. And in Charlotte just yesterday, the police pushed back some protesters who were in front of Bank of America writing slogans in chalk. They didn't arrest them, but they basically forced them to move. So it seems that chalk's still raising the ire of law enforcement.
Josh, we have spoken with you in the past about the Occupy movement, which used to be your beat. Now, a few arrests were made in Tampa. Things were pretty tame there. Is Occupy making any noise at the DNC now?
Well, you know, there's this big march that basically is being organized around the banner of Occupy Wall Street South, because, you know, Charlotte is a big banking center.
Mm-hmm.
Bank of America is based there. Duke Energy, a big energy company, is also based there. So, you know, hundreds of protesters have come and I'm sure are going to stay there throughout the convention and make a lot of noise. But, yeah, I mean, you know, this is not the numbers or impact that I think folks within the movement had hoped for, you know, months ago.
Although a lot of people do credit Occupy with introducing this 99% language to the vernacular last fall. Any sense that Occupy language is still part of the political dialogue as we get closer to November?
Well, certainly the focus on big banks and Wall Street continues to resonate in the campaign. I mean, just look at how the Obama campaign has criticized Mitt Romney. I mean, you know, focusing on his venture capital ties, his time at Bain Capital, and just the fact that he's a fat cat, that he's somebody who, you know, really represents the wealthy. And I think that kind of class rhetoric and dialogue is something that Occupy really helped to fuel.
Well, I want to thank you, Josh, for filling us in on the growing danger of chalk designs.
Thanks, Virginia. Enjoyed it.
Josh Harkinson is staff writer for Mother Jones. You can read his article and watch the chalker videos, as well as see some unrelated but really gorgeous pictures of our favorite and apolitical chalk art. That's all at wordofmouthradio.org.
Chim chimney, chim chimney, chim chim chiroo. I does what I likes and I likes what I do.
Hello, art lovers.
Today I'm a screever, and as you can see, a screever's an artist of highest degree. And it's all me own work from me own memory.
Well, not Royal Academy, I suppose. Still, they're better than a finger in the eye, ain't they?